This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Before you expanded your business, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. Right now, get $25 off when you buy two HP toner cartridges and free overnight delivery on HP toner when you order online at staples.com. Staples, here we get you there.
And 7/27/19, restrictions may apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. See store or staples.com/toner savings for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Whoopee! Back again for an overview. That may not be as formal as perhaps I might do because of the austerity program that we put into place. And when I say austere, we're trying to save our voices and our minds. And that's when I say we, it's Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here to review the top stories of the week according to the work done on the charts by Talkers Magazine. Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry. You can find the list every week at talkers.com, a list of stories, the people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We were actually having a discussion before we went on the air about words. And I said to Michael, the word of the day today is parsimonious, which means frugal, reserved, restrained, that sort of thing. And so perhaps it doesn't serve us well, though, Michael, to be too reserved when it comes to all this, because there are a lot of things that are interesting and exciting to talk about. So I got all excited as I introduced
you. And controversial.
Yes.
I mean, you just say these words and you'll get hate mail and love mail.
But it's mostly controversy for controversy's sake. It doesn't really have any substance to it.
That I don't know. How can I possibly agree with such a controversial remark about controversy? You know, I mean, gee, there's no way out of this maze.
Yes, there is. We're going to go right to the story list. You're going to go through, hopefully, the top 10 stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine, and then the list of the top people most talked about people this week on the radio.
Okay, here I go. At number 10, we have the European heat wave and climate change. At number 9, the FTC's $5 billion Facebook settlement, and that's tied with social media bias claims. People think that social media is biased, and a lot of conservatives in talk radio feel it's particularly biased against conservatives. At number 8, we have U.S.-China trade war, and that ties into stock market activity. At number 7, we have the $320 billion budget deal, and the debt ceiling rises, and a lot of conservatives are scratching their heads over that. At number 6, Korean Peninsula and Persian Gulf tensions. At number 5, the southern border crisis and the ICE raids that were promised. At number 4, the Puerto Rico governor resigns. At number 3, Boris Johnson is the new UK prime minister. Listen to all this stuff. At number 2, the 2020 presidential race, and Trump continues his battle of words against the squad. And number 1, the Mueller testimony before the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. The people on the survey, Ricardo Rossello at number 10, Boris the Spider Johnson at number 9, William, which is a reference to a Who song, folks, William Barr at number 8, Mitch McConnell at number 7, Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders tied at 6, Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren at 5, Nancy Pelosi at 4, number 3, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, and Ayanna Pressley, the squad, at number 3, at number 2, Robert Mueller, and number 1, Donald Trump. What a week!
What impressed you the most? What event, what discussion, what happening this week impressed you, Michael Harrison, the most?
I got a big kick out of watching how the arrogance of the Puerto Rican governor came crumbling down as he came to realize that you just can get away with so much so long. and the people will rise up and take to the streets. The Puerto Rican people are not a particularly violent or demonstrative people, and they have been taken advantage of by their government and their politicians so severely that it just was a given that they can get away with anything. And I think that what we're seeing in Puerto Rico is extremely interesting and is the beginning of a new period of time in the fate and fortune of that very troubled island that's very important to all Americans. Yeah, I found that to be very interesting.
Yeah, but it doesn't speak to basically the human condition, the graft, the corruption, the things that not everybody, not even most of us, but there is enough of that. The same sort of people, think about it this way maybe, same sort of people who want power and control, use it for the president of this country, president of any country, any leader in a business. In a manner of speaking, don't they have the makings of corrupt individuals in their heart and soul? Isn't that what makes them lust for power?
Yes. But so far, if you look at history, there have been heroes. Thank God they've been heroes.
Yeah.
And the heroes also have a certain level of ego and drive and lust for power to be able to do things to protect the innocent and the helpless from these predators. So there are always going to be good guys and bad guys. Sometimes the same weird human traits drive both sides of that equation. I mean, there are some people that do good because it appeals to their own ego to be recognized as heroes. Now, do the ends justify the means? If somebody does good because they're an egomaniac and they want to be loved, well, at least they're doing good for that point, as opposed to achieving what they want for darker purposes. Look, this is psychology, and we're all trapped in this thing called the human race, and we're wired to need each other very badly. We're a social animal who also is wired to be fiercely independent, and we wrestle with that dichotomy every day of our lives.
Ever think about why Homo sapiens bested all the rest of the sapiens?
Actually, they bested all the rest of the homos. The Homo sapiens are the only sapiens in the Homo family. But that's a very interesting question. And it's kind
not
of...
And by the way, it wasn't meant facetiously.
No, I know that. We always thought that maybe we wiped out the Neanderthals, which is the closest Homo family in the Homo genus. But... the interesting thing is that it's being found out now that we just intermarried with them and we're all partially Neanderthal. Don't know why it happened.
Some of us may be Cro-Magnons and prefer to be Cro-Magnon.
I mean, we're also bumblebees and birds and dinosaurs. I mean, all life is related. It's just how far back do you want to stand? As a matter of fact, if you stand back a little further or you go down a little deeper, every piece of matter in the universe is connected.
Yep, sure is. You go back to whether you believe in the Big Bang Theory or whatever it is that brought us about to being where we are at a very interesting time. It isn't the beginning and it isn't the end. It's just an interesting time. A way for all of us to enjoy or understand what's going on in this. It's a fabulous world. Our experiences are fabulous. I must take care of my dog. We just tore her into the studio. I'm sure you heard her in the background. So we'll pause for a moment. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of July 22nd to the 26th.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know 3.4 million people are infected with chronic hepatitis C in the United States, with about 50% currently undiagnosed? Hi, I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. If you have hepatitis C, you may not experience any symptoms, but the virus can silently progress, leading to liver inflammation, cirrhosis, or liver cancer. Today, there are treatment options available to help treat hepatitis C. Please visit a doctor to get tested. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug and Michael. Last week, you were not among us, and I was disappointed because I wanted to get you. One of the things I know about you is that you love the space program. So I thought we would divert our attention for a moment from the stories that were big this week to one that was on the list last week, having to do with the 50th anniversary of the man on the moon, first man landing on the moon, and what it all meant. So, I mean, I was, for me, it was bracketed by something that Henry Ford said back in February of 1930. He said, "The time will come when man will know even what is going on in other planets and perhaps be able to visit them." And I thought about that and when Kennedy said we'll get to the moon by the end of the decade, and how we solved all the problems. One of the things that didn't come out was the fact that a bra maker was the designer of all of the things that I found out last week that I didn't know, because I'm pretty up on the space program as you are. Did you know that the Apollo spacesuits were designed by a person who made bras?
Somewhere in the back of my mind that rings a bell. But,
really?
But
okay.
it was not top of mind information, but it's not surprising. I mean, you know, the bra business is a complicated part of tailoring and manufacturing of clothing.
Yeah.
And you know,
Playtex. Remember the name?
Well,
Playtex?
I mean, women have gone through decades of pain and suffering and
right.
discomfort, and I've heard enough stories about it, so it doesn't surprise me. But you know, there's a certain humorous aspect to it.
Yeah. But, on the serious side, do you ever fantasize about going into space like to be?
Yes, I do. I wish that I could. I'm happy that I'm living at a time where I'm able to see things that as a child I would have thought as being futuristic and science fiction. But my problem, and I've realized this for a number of years now as I've learned about what it's actually like to go into space, following it so closely, is that it's very difficult to go up into space, even low Earth orbit, without getting a severe case of motion sickness. Right. Even John Glenn, when he went back up in space a number of years ago, remember he went back on the space shuttle?
Yeah.
He threw up. John Glenn threw up, and they don't show you that. And that's always been an issue with me, you know, motion sickness, seasickness, flying sickness. I have to deal with that. I'm a you know, Dramamine person, and I don't know whether or not I could handle it. Other than that, man, would I love to go into space.
Well, you know what? One of the things that is was sort of duplicated in terms of how it feels to be in one of the spaceships is what we lived through this past weekend weather-wise in New England. What they're going through, the countdown this week focuses on the weather, the heat wave in Europe. We're doing this program. It's 108 degrees in Paris. It was over 100 degrees in London. And what all that means, the feelings that you have of heat stroke. I had it last weekend. Same as what you just described. Going up in a space or have you ever heard of the vomit comet?
Sure, the vomit
comet
is the plane that drops and gives you the feeling of weightlessness.
Right.
And that causes people to puke.
Oh, my God. the guy who ran the Houston Space Center tried to get me to go up in that plane. He said, "I'll take you up specially." And I said, "No." That's what they filmed a lot of stuff from Apollo 11, the movie.
Yes.
With Tom Hanks in that plane. You can have that stuff, folks. See you later to that. All right, Michael and I continue back to the countdown.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio. We go through the list. We pick out some things that are germane to our interest or our experience as conversationalists on the radio and expound on them. Not always do we talk about each of these items. The business about Facebook, the bias that's there, number nine on the story list is the fine against Facebook, but it goes deeper. You suggest that there is a social media bias. There are a lot of claims of it, to be sure. Mm-hmm. So is it biased?
There is a bias. And the question is whether or not...
Is it biased like talk radio is, that same kind of bias?
Yes, similarly. A lot of the people that operate the Silicon Valley-based giants do have a bias when they try to enact some of the processes now to keep social media free of fake news. They are having difficulty categorizing the difference between truly fake news and news that doesn't fit their view of reality, bias, and that's going on. And it tends to be because the types that operate the Silicon Valley culture tend to be liberal. The bias is, in my opinion, and the opinion of others, definitely leans toward being biased against conservatives. And this is being measured by what's called shadow banning, where they use algorithms to make it harder and harder for you to get to your followers, and you don't quite know why, because it's all very complicated, or downright censoring and blocking. It's going on. This is not, a theory. This is true. Plus, there are the privacy issues of Facebook just being absolutely scandalously disingenuous to its users and coming to a $5 billion settlement with the FTC. And here's the irony of it, Doug. Observers who understand the finances of Facebook and the severity of this security issue say that Facebook got off easy. It was almost a gift for $5 billion, and it hasn't even made a dent
in
the
stock market crisis. Who imagines that kind of dough?
These remedies to that type of tyranny are exponentially more dangerous than the things they were the remedy to. And now we're dealing with a monster in Google, a monster in Facebook, a monster in Twitter, and we have to re-examine them from the standpoint of our antitrust laws. Listen to me, a First Amendment advocate, talking about the dangers. It's mind-boggling how, you know, we always say, the world is changing, but actually coming to grips with the fact that the world is changing is quite an experience, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, people resist change. So let me take it one step further with you. The Squad and how they've been elevated because of the presidential tweets using social media to elevate these people, most other than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and maybe a little about Ms. Omar. The other people, nobody knew who they were, really, other than some of the local...
Well, Rashida Tlaib is quite a controversial person. She really is. She's out there. And Ayanna Pressley, I don't know that much about, even though she comes from my home state.
Yeah, she comes from an old district in Boston represented by an old Italian guy named Capriano for 25 years, and he didn't do anything in his arrogance, and she went out and banged on everybody's door and got to be known, and that's how she won. Nobody knew what she stood for. They just recognized her name.
Well, Alexandra, Rashida, Ilhan, and Ayanna all worked outside the Democratic machine. They all took to the streets. They all ran against people that were arrogant and did not think that they could win, and they won. The question is whether or not Trump's strategy to paint them as the faces of the new Democratic Party, thus depict the party in the minds of most Americans as radical, and thus he'll win the election, versus him coming across as sexist and racist and painting himself into a corner that will bring out the vote of many people who otherwise might not vote against him. And this is the question of the day. There are points of view well stated by both sides of that theory.
29 past the hour on the...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
It's not just Democrats who hope Donald Trump gets defeated in the 2020 presidential race. The president tells reporters other countries are holding out on deals, hoping to secure better deals with someone else in the White House.
I don't blame China. I blame the United States for allowing that to happen. So if I'm President Xi, or if I'm, frankly, Iran, and Iran wants to make a deal, I can tell you that right now, But if I'm Iran, I'll probably say, man, if I can hold out, I'm going to wait for Sleepy Joe Biden instead of Trump. Because Sleepy Joe, we can make any deal we want with him. He doesn't know what's happening.
Speaking at the National Urban League Conference in Indianapolis, Democratic presidential candidate and mayor of South Bend, Pete Buttigieg, had some harsh words for the president.
My generation saw this country elect its first black president and then turn around and elect a racist to the White House. And we ought to call that what it is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Survey. It's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with friends. I'm Doug Steffen, just sort of herding the cats along, trying to figure out what it is that most punctuates what we are focused on. The Mueller testimony and the presidential race, I think, go together, Michael. What about you?
Oh, there's no question they go together, and it ties into whether or not the Democrats want to impeach, and whether the Democrats want everybody to see how anxious some of them are to impeach, and how biased both sides are, and what a circus the Mueller testimony was, because nobody was really focused on the content of it, and the fact that the American people can see the content anytime they want by reading it, where the Democrats can present all that material in campaign literature and presentations.
It's so superficial, isn't it? I mean,
it's a joke. It's terrible. But I'll tell you what really bothered me. The age bias, the discrimination against Mueller's age that has been so prominent in the conversation by both sides. It's not enough that the guy did the report. It's not enough that the guy did the report with dignity and is quiet about it and is not saying anything. It's not enough that the guy puts himself out there for 7 hours of testimony under lights with people talking to them from all sides, quoting things from a big, 448-page document with two volumes and trying to catch catch him into saying something that they could turn into political hay, he has to, on top of it, be the man he was when he was 50 years old and be a dynamic G-man firebrand. He can't be a little bit old like a 74-year-old person and have that not held against him for his credibility? What the hell has happened to our society that we can't separate performance and show business from the reality of a wise older man trying to do his job?
Well, there's a hypocritical side to this as well. We make punching bags out of the people in Congress because they deserve it. It wasn't long ago, as we were talking not long ago on this program, although we did address the $5 billion Facebook settlement as the number nine issue on the countdown this week. But when Zuckerberg went to testify before Congress, do you remember the feeble questions and the feeble things that were coming from the congressmen who didn't know, have a clue about much of social media?
Yeah, they were
exposed. Questions. Yeah, I mean, so it's such, there's such, and then we keep electing. I went back to this before we were talking about the squad, and in my estimation, although some people have agreed and disagreed, it's fine, the fact that those four people, in my mind, are not representing their district by being involved in all this stuff, how are they helping the people of their district by getting involved in this, the mod squad here? It doesn't seem to me that they're doing the bidding for the 400,000 or 500,000 people they represent in their district, even though I'm sure some of them got elected because of there are a lot of immigrants that live in the district and they want to be represented. But does this become a proper representation of what they ought to be doing because Trump calls them names? I guess that's what my conundrum is.
Well, it's an interesting question you bring up. It's, of course, the balance between representing your district in terms of bringing home the bacon and providing services for the people in your district when you're a congressperson or a senator or a state rep or a state assembly person, versus having a say in the national conversation that also brings a certain impact to the local neighborhood. So that's just part of the complexity of the way we have, you know, representation in Washington or in the state capital from the various districts of our country. The only person that really represents everybody in the nation is the president. Beyond that, it's all regional, citywide, countywide, you know, townwide specific representation. Only the president is and the vice president are national.
And it's so top-heavy. The attention paid to them is so top-heavy because there are many. Remember the thing we learned as young talk hosts? It's all local. Remember what Tip O'Neill said? Politics is all local. And yet we tend to focus, even the local hosts. You and I have talked about this before. Local hosts who aren't really doing local. It may be a local voice on a local station, just on that station, but they don't talk about the local issues. They keep hammering away at the same crap that all the national guys do. And how is that serving the interests of the broad spectrum of local listeners?
If you ask them, they'll tell you we bring the local perspective, but that's sort of a lame excuse.
Yeah,
they do it because it's entertaining and it helps them get ratings. And also, a lot of the local hosts want to be discovered by the national networks so they can go national. And they have to show, you know, who's going to put them on a national network if they know about the mayor of South Bend, Indiana? Oh, well, that actually will get you national, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. I understand completely. All right, let's do, on the people list, the connection between Nancy Pelosi and Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson, new Prime Minister of England, number nine on the people list this week. Pelosi is number four. Do you know about to which I am referring?
No, tell me. Right. Dish so, the dirt. What's Pelosi, going on between these two?
Well, Pelosi sort of backed up Trump. A couple, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I think I mentioned here that I had a conversation with a trade broker who is working with the British. He's an American, goes back and forth to England pretty much every week, and he actually is working for the government now, trying to put the finishing touches on a deal that Trump made with Theresa May to save the bacon of the British. After Brexit, which apparently is going to take place, what's going to happen to the British economy? And so what apparently, with the blessing of some of the Democrats, like Pelosi, he made it so that the British, when they come out in October, will be okay. And now the Europeans want to have the same deal. It's basically a no tariff, you know, like the 51st state deal. But Pelosi warned beanbag Boris that if he messed things up between the Northern Irish Republic and, or the Irish Republic and the Northern Ireland, the wall and the, you know, the differences they had for, he said, I'm going to put a hard wall back up there again. Pelosi said, we got no deal if you do that. And I think that's appropriate. And I thought it was pretty interesting that she, without a lot of fanfare, was backing up what Trump had done. And that's something that, you know, it's not in their interest, apparently, in today's climate, to make it seem like they're working on the same page.
In some ways, they do. In some ways, they do. Look at the budget deal that just was struck, bipartisan. A lot of the conservative Republicans feel that Trump sold them out to fiscal irresponsibility.
Because there's no addressing the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. You go to the fair thing every year down in Washington. You know what these guys are focused on. The unbelievable waste that we put up with. There shouldn't be any 21. We've wasted the $21 trillion plus dollars that we are in the hole for right now. We didn't have to borrow a penny of it if we ran the government well.
Yeah, but there's been a pivot this past couple of weeks in terms of philosophy among the conservatives, a lot of it driven by Trump, that fiscal responsibility is no longer the centerpiece of the conservative platform, which has got conservatives scratching their heads. Why all of a sudden now is irresponsible spending no longer important? Is it because it's under the Trump
same
banner?
Reason. Yeah, this is the same reason that the swamp hasn't been drained.
Yeah. Hey, a swamp is a swamp. You get rid of the swamp creatures, new ones move in.
A swamp is a swamp, of course, of course.
You know, you're not going to turn the Everglades into the Himalayas.
Really? Write that down.
No, but the point is, that, you know, swamps are, you know, self-perpetuating.
Yes, they fill themselves even if you drain them. There's little, in any the swamp, any pond,
right.
It has its own little, it feeds itself. You drain it out.
Swamp water, water seeks its own level.
Yes, it does. It's very true. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a focus now on Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. This is a game changer. If you have aches and pains, if you have had operations, if you are, for whatever reason, suffering ankle problems, knee problems, back problems, neck problems. There are a lot of people who have used this, Joint Formula 14, that have testified, I guess testify, we're so used to using that word, that the testimonials you find on the website, achefree.live, sort of speak to what it is that Joint Formula 14 does. Jane says that it took care of her aches and pains from her old sports injuries. Patricia says it took care of her knee replacement surgery, or the ache after she had the surgery. Then there are other stories, actually dozens of stories. I can tell you my own story about my farm injuries and what aches. You know, I mean, I don't know that we necessarily, it's like sitting around at a party and people talk about, oh, I got my ache here, my ache there. Okay, so we acknowledge you got aches and pains. So can we also acknowledge that lasting relief is kind of a cool thing to imagine? You'll get relief with Joint Formula 14, or you get your money back. So let's get away from the over-the-counter pain pills. Let's go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Or you can call the offices at 877-743-7720. I want to convince you that my results can be your results. Try it. See if it isn't the different thing. I'm looking for relief. It's a different way to get relief and have it more permanent. Okay? No more pain pills. Just call 877-743-7720. Use the DJV code, and you get a special free shipping offer, and you get 50% off the retail. All right? All that at 877-743-7720. Or the, I guess you could say, you can spell relief at achefree.live. Remember the old play on how do you spell relief? This is how you spell relief. Achefree.live. According to Talkers Magazine, on the people list, Ricardo Rossello is in the number 10 position. Number 9, Boris Johnson, having gotten himself ensconced as the new UK Prime Minister, kind of already in my mind sticking his foot in his mouth with the Irish. Number 8, William Barr. One of the announcements this week was from his office that the feds would resume the death penalty. Mitch McConnell at 7. The various candidates for the Democratic nomination at number 6 and number 5. Number 4 is Nancy Pelosi. Number 3 is the Squad. Number 2 is Robert Mueller. And number 1 is El Presidente Donald Trump. And they're big flap this week about, I don't like that word, but I think it does apply here, the presidential seal being altered in some strange way for some strange reason. That's it. That's the top 10 people according to Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Lyme disease affects tens of thousands of people in the U.S. every year. Because it can take a week for the blood test to come back positive for Lyme after a tick bite, it's important to seek treatment right away, especially if you're feeling ill and have certain symptoms.
If you have that right constellation of symptoms, headaches, fevers, muscle and joint pains, and you've been outside, whether or not you remember a tick bite or not, and you have a bullseye rash, that's enough to treat.
Left untreated, infectious disease specialist Dr. Pratish Tosh says Lyme disease can affect your joints, your heart, even your brain.
When people have confirmed Lyme disease, there are several different antibiotics that are going to be helpful. And it is curative. So if people have cutaneous Lyme disease, we're looking at a 10 to 14-day course of a couple of different antibiotics.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. Here are the charts for the week of July 22nd to the 26th, courtesy of the researchers at Talkers Magazine that listen to all these fabulous programs and hosts and radio stations that do news talk around the country. At number 10 on the list, what's going on in Europe, the heat wave in England and in France and actually all over the continent. Number 9, the Facebook settlement. Number 8, the trade war between the United States and China. And who's getting it in the chops? I say the farmers here are getting it in the chops. Number 7, the budget deal and the debt ceiling. Number 6, tension, various parts of the world, Persian Gulf, Korea, that sort of thing. Number 5, the southern border situation. Number 4, Governor of Puerto Rico hitting the road. Number 3, Boris Johnson. Presidential race, number 2, and the Mueller testimony this week. That reality is the number 1 story, according to Talkers Magazine. All right, we're back to the talk radio. Well, actually, we're more focused on Michael Harrison at the moment. You go to talkers.com or to mhinterview.com. There's a moldy, oldy picture of Michael with George Harrison. And I do mean moldy, oldy, because you had an interview with him 40-some-odd years ago. And that's
43 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so how do you feel? Never mind, I'm teasing about the picture, but as you listen back to that, what were your thoughts?
It's amazing, because when you listen to something you haven't heard in decades, and you did it 43 years earlier, it's like listening to somebody else talking, but there's a certain similarity, and you kind of measure how you would have asked the question or how you would have responded to an answer by your current standards, but here you were, very, very young. And so it's kind of a head trip, to use an expression that was popular in those days and still applies today. I interviewed George Harrison in 1976 for a special that
got played on 1,000 radio stations around the country when he released the album 33 and a Third. And they hired me at Warner Brothers to do this, so he didn't have to go to all those stations. And I dug it up out of the archives, and it's very timely and kind of fun. And people that like my podcast sometimes get a kick out of hearing the old stuff as well as the brand new.
Well, because this is certainly relative. The Beatles are still extraordinarily relative in our culture today, no matter what your age. And so this is appropriate. Plus, it's probably just plain fun.
It is fun. The Beatles are huge. People should check out the movie Yesterday that's still playing in theaters.
I haven't seen that. You like that?
Oh, I loved it. I love anything having to do with the Beatles. The Beatles are gigantic in our lives.
Yep.
That's all just gigantic.
Yep. It's all about culture. And there's more of that that ought to be discussed on our News Talk radio stations, the News Talk radio world, that sort of cultural stuff. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here going over the charts, courtesy of the work done at Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with the presence of College Professor of Law, Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I was here to discuss with us, among other things, some of the items that are on the list from Talkers Magazine that have legal implications, starting with number 9, the Facebook settlement. $5 billion. What did they do? Is this sufficient? Where does the money go? All of those are questions for which we need answers, sire.
All right. Well, we've come to the right place then. So, you know, there are a couple of right. couple of schools of thought. Some say the $5 billion fine, record-breaking, never won that big for a privacy case. Others are saying, it's a drop in the bucket as far as Facebook goes. I'll tell you one thing, though, that is it's always wonderful for me to, when I deal with these in my media law and white-collar crime classes. This was a settlement, and as a provision of the settlement, Facebook agrees that it didn't do anything wrong. It basically does not have to admit any culpability. So as I tell my students, the position is we didn't do anything wrong and we promise not to do it again. Uh-huh. So among the not to do it agains, which this fine relates to, is protecting the privacy of the information that they gather, and also being more transparent with it, as far as letting users know what really is done with their data. And this isn't just Facebook, but it's really huge. Steve Jobs once said with any product, he said, if you're not paying for a product, you are the product. And in so much of our social media that we use, they're gathering information that is used in so many ways. Sometimes it can be rather benign as far as advertising, but it can be for election manipulating of public opinion. And this is something that Europe and the European Union is starting to come to grips with, but we really need Congress, and Mark Twain said the opposite of progress was Congress, to start looking right at some regulation here.
I mean, under the circumstance, look at all the money that they spend buying congressmen and their votes. Money.
Yep.
Come on, let's look at. I want to know where the $5 billion goes, though. No, the $5 billion fine. Where's it going?
These fines actually are going to the Federal Trade Commission. So
to do what?
Do with as they choose. This is, you know, quite often the FTC will collect fines when there are breaches of the crimes that relate to specific individuals being harmed, and they will return it to those people. As a matter of fact, I have a section on my blog, Scamicide, where you can click in and see if you qualify for any of these refunds. But that's not going to be the situation here. By the way, the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, is also similarly taking action against Facebook. And there it's interesting, too, because companies are responsible for reporting to the SEC and to their customers. Whenever they know, and stockholders, whenever they know something that would affect the stock price. And in this case, when they knew that the information was being used by Cambridge Analytica and others, they didn't report this. So the SEC is about to hit them with a large fine as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's. There's an aside that I want to get on the street here with those 16 Marines that were arrested.
Yeah,
charged with human smuggling. This, in a manner of speaking, can get connected, maybe with a broad stroke, to the situation on the border and the crisis there and yada yada. But I find it disturbing that we have people that are getting paid by the taxpayer. I mean, this, you can make this argument, I suppose, for any, it's just disturbing, period, that this stuff goes on right under all these people's noses.
Yeah, I mean, this to me is very disheartening, very disturbing. You know, to a great extent, the immigration crisis was created by us out of a crisis that, you know, didn't have to get there. That could be done with orderly regulation here. And now you have people such as these Marines, it appear, who are taking advantage of that for their own financial gain. And it's very, very distressing.
Yep, sure as heck is. All right, so the other business here, the governor of Puerto Rico resigning legally. He didn't have to, but if he didn't, he was going to get hung at the yardarm, so it was the best decision for him probably and for the island.
Yeah, I don't know what crimes he may or may not have committed. It didn't seem that there was extensive evidence of that, but he had lost total support, had to go.
Right, yep, pretty much that's the bottom line. Arrivederci, adios, don't let the door hit you, is the old saying. So thank you, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you
you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.